This is Sounds of Science. I'm John Sterling from Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. A 24-year-old Oxford University doctoral student has developed a soft tissue retina that may offer new hope to visually impaired people. It looks like the new research for this application is the first to successfully use biological synthetic tissues developed in a laboratory environment. Vanessa Restrepo Schild from the Department of Chemistry is the inventor of the technology.
We made a retina mimic using a hydrogel as a tissue scaffold where we pattern synthetic cells. So our synthetic retina owes its functionality to the composition of those synthetic cells. Our synthetic cells are formed from aqueous droplets surrounded by a cell membrane where we insert proteins that can both sense and generate an electrical current upon illumination.
The study, published in Scientific Reports, has the potential to lead to the development of new, less invasive technologies that more closely resemble human body tissues. Such advances might help treat degenerative eye conditions such as retinitis pigmentosa. So how does her invention differ from other artificial retinas?
To compare them with previous artificial retinas, there has been effort making artificial retinas from metals. So these are artificial retinas that are very hard and rigid. And the problem with those materials is that they can lead to inflammation or scarring where you interface with a living tissue. Other efforts involve genetic engineering, where they use a stem cell therapy and things of that sort. Our project contrasts with that because it doesn't have the problems that genetic therapy may have of overgrowth of the cells or immunogenicity.
Just as photography depends on camera pixels reacting to light, vision relies on the retina performing the same function. The retina sits at the back of the human eye and contains protein cells that convert light into electrical signals that travel through the nervous system, triggering a response from the brain, ultimately building a picture of the scene being viewed. Restrepo Schild described the similarity between her artificial retina and a natural one.
The similarities between our synthetic retina and a real living retina is that they can both generate electrical signals that the brain can receive and can interpret. There is, of course, differences because we don't try to make a synthetic tissue that is exactly like a living tissue. We aim to retain functionalities in the minimal components necessary.
Although the synthetic retina has only been tested in laboratory conditions, Restrepo Schild wants to build on her initial research. Working with a much larger replica, her team will test the material's ability to recognize different colors and potentially even shapes and symbols. Thanks for listening. For Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News, I'm John Sterling.